no surprise that Governor O'Malley would sign this piece of legislation. We anticipated this, and that's why a lot of people all across the state of Maryland are signing the petition and going to the website, www.mdpetitions.com, because they don't support this legislation.
As we speak, and it is 4:30 a.m. on May 10th, I know you're facing a deadline to collect about a third of the signatures you need, and then another deadline at the end of June to collect, I think it's at least 55,700 signatures. How many signatures do you have, or do you estimate you have?
Well, I'd say we're having a very strong response. We're seeing good numbers from our website. We're getting good numbers as far as how many people have mailed in the petitions. We're very happy with where we are right now. I think we're ahead of schedule to meet what we need to get those signatures by the end of June. Although, as you pointed out, it is a tough deadline, and there are a lot of signatures, so we just encourage everybody who have gone to the website and have the petition, please send it in. And if you haven't been there yet, please go there. This is your chance under the Maryland Constitution to have your voice be heard and bring this bill to referendum so that we can overturn it in November of 2012.
Any idea of a total that you've collected as of yet?
Well, we don't have a good total right now, but we do anticipate being able to release that information probably next week.
Ben, I know across the state you've been collecting signatures at various events. They were at Oriole Park at Camden Yards last Saturday. They were at the Towson Town Festival earlier this month, and I know other events across the state. What's been the reaction?
Oh, it's very positive. You know, the majority of Marylanders want to enforce our existing immigration laws, and they want Maryland to be financially responsible. This bill resonates with them as one that they do not want to have. We don't want to become more of a sanctuary state for illegal aliens than we already are, and we do not want to see higher taxes. You know, it's interesting that the same legislators who passed this bill are also the ones who voted to increase the sales tax on alcohol, other taxes just this last term, and they're just waiting to increase the tax on gasoline. And the citizens of Maryland, they know that, and they know that we cannot afford this type of spending.